In Israel, there are tensions surrounding a plan to uproot many of the country's indigenous Bedouin Arabs. Much of Israel is a modern first world kind of place, but many of its Bedouin citizens live third world lives off the grid. That's where the government's relocation plan would come in. Daniel Estrin reports from Bedouin country in Israel's south.
Here's what Israel would like to do. It wants to consolidate Bedouin villages. Some of the scattered encampments would get hooked up to water and electricity, but Israel wants to demolish the others, many of them so makeshift they don't even appear on maps. Here's one village that's not on the map, El-Hiran. Plug it into your GPS and it simply doesn't exist. And it's not much of a village to begin with. There are no water lines, no electricity hookups, no sewage systems, no bus stops. Just tin shacks and a few homes with solar panels. For years, Israel has been vowing to clear out El-Hiran. Abdel Rahman Abul Giyan is a 50-year-old resident. He says the authorities told them, "You guys have family in Hura, just get up and move to Hura. It's very simple." Hura is a Bedouin village nearby that Israel established a couple decades ago with modern utilities. Part of the tribe has accepted the government's deal and moved there. But Abul Giyan says he shouldn't have to move. Some in El-Hiran have served in the Israeli army, he says, and they all want to be treated as equals. He asks, why can't Israel provide them with services and let them stay? So many things have happened in this house. There's been so much happiness. There's been so much sadness, he says. We've mourned in this house. There are memories in this house. There are memories in this land.
Okay, I want to show you the map.
Ami Tesler is an Israeli official working on the government's plan for the Bedouin. He's gone from one encampment to another, trying to convince Bedouin tribes to pack up and move to smaller plots of land in bigger Bedouin townships with actual paved streets and pharmacies and schools. While the government has shelved plans to forcibly resettle Bedouin, Tesler thinks it's a good idea that they move. The Bedouin community is the poorest community in Israel, and he tells them the government is really taking their well-being seriously.
This is the time to turn a leaf and let's do something for the future, for the kids. Come on, let's go forward. Stop dealing with the what happened. We want to go forward. It's very important to us that you will be part of the Israeli community, part of the economy of us. We want to go forward.
No going forward for now. Bedouin and their advocates were accusing the government of ethnic cleansing. The village of El-Hiran, for instance, was slated to be replaced by a Jewish village. From Israel's perspective, the Bedouin are squatting on state lands that the country needs to develop its vast desert with new army bases and new towns. It's unclear what Israel will do with the Bedouin now, and the Bedouin themselves are divided over what they should do. Historically, Bedouin Arabs were nomads who roamed the desert. In recent decades, they've settled down, though many still maintain a traditional lifestyle as shepherds. But then there are Bedouin like 23-year-old Rafafian Abul Giyan, who took Israel's offer a few years ago, left El-Hiran and moved up the road to a proper village. We are Bedouin, he says. You know something about the Bedouin? We move around. We get used to new situations. When we used to live in tents and the weather would change, we'd pack up the tent and go somewhere else. That, he said, is what the Bedouin need to do now. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, the Negev Desert in southern Israel.